You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation about the online story from Concentrate Media, focusing on the positive and impactful things happening in the Ypsilanti area. As usual, we're joined by project manager Sarah Rigg, and one of the people she's interviewed for this week's story. And hi, Sarah, who did you bring with you today?
Hi, Lisa. So I did a story about how local Ypsilanti businesses are going to be dealing with both the pandemic and the winter months coming on, and I have brought with me Andrea Cuppy White, owner of Cuppy's Best Soulful Cafe.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Glad that you could join us for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
So how has Cuppy's functioned and survived during this pandemic?
It has been a struggle, but, you know, through the grace of God, we have continued to have people walk through the door, and we have been able to maintain. We haven't gotten any of the stimulus packets or anything like that. So we've just been keeping our food consistent, and we've been having people just come through the door. And so we've been able to maintain so far.
Are you open for dining room service?
No, ma'am. I am not ready for that one yet. We're just doing drive-through, and we're doing walk-in, and then you have to take your food to go.
So what kind of food is Cuppy's known for?
Oh, my God, the best soul food that you can taste.
Uh-huh.
We have some really, really good macaroni and cheese. We have beef ribs. We have black-eyed peas, pinto beans, all of the southern sides, some good collard greens, candy yams. I could just keep going on and on and on. It's Thanksgiving at Cuppy's every day.
How long have you been open?
We have been in business for 10, going on 11 years, and we have moved down to the Sunoco gas station on Ecorse Road. We've been here approximately a year and a half.
I think I hear a lot about your soup.
The gumbo, yes. In our gumbo, we have, it's a really, really good roux, and that's what makes your gumbo, and it is accompanied by some shrimp and some chicken and some aujolay sausages.
So you've been open 10 years, and now we have a pandemic. How much have you had to, word of the year, pivot to stay in business at this time?
Oh, my gosh. It has been, I'm not going to tell a story, it has been a real struggle. The struggle has been people being able to work or wanting to work because they're doing all of this unemployment and things of that nature. So it's just been really, really hard to keep It's hard to keep employees. But at first, when the pandemic first hit, it was really, really bad. I thought we were going to have to close up. But then when the Black Lives Matter started hitting and they were saying support Black businesses and support small businesses, a lot of people started coming, and that was the first that they had heard of us. And then they've just continued to support. So it's looking up, but we still have a long ways to go. But one of the things that we just got an opportunity of a lifetime, we are actually a preferred vendor for the University of Michigan. I just signed my contract, so hopefully that will help a lot.
What does that mean?
That means that we will be providing food to the whole entire University of Michigan. They will have a website for us. People will be able to order online, and then we will be able to deliver the food to them. We will also cater a lot of their business meetings and their events and things of that nature. So it's going to be a lifetime. I don't even know how to say it. I'm just so excited. It is a lifetime opportunity, yes. And it's not something that they ask for people to do all of the time. So it's a great honor for them to pick literal puppies to be featured in their procurement. I'm kind of muffled up for words right now because I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations.
But, yeah.
Sarah,
well,
you
talk. Thank you, because it is really, really big.
Sarah, you talked to a number of Ypsilanti restaurants. What else did you find out?
Yeah, so I tried to talk to some restaurant owners from both Ipsy and Ipsy Township, various areas. So one interesting thing that came out is that I talked to two different business owners on West Cross Street. So I talked to Roy Savides from Tower Inn and Jesse Kranyak from The Worst Bar. And they're having a rough time because a lot of their business came from Eastern Michigan University, and then with students not being on campus, they're not getting as much business. So that's been rough. All businesses are focusing a lot more on delivery and takeout right now, and that's certainly the case for those two. And then I also talked to Mark Maynard, who has a new restaurant downtown called Bellflower that is really picking up a lot of buzz on social media. They had, you know, been looking for sort of more of a chef-inspired upscale dining experience, and that doesn't always translate very well to takeout, so they've had some challenges as well. They're going to be putting in some gas heaters to make outdoor dining more of a comfortable option for a few more months, although I don't know if I would sit outside in January in Michigan.
You never know. You know, everything's changing this year. And Bellflower opened during the pandemic. They opened.
It did.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother success story there.
They had already sunk a lot of money into getting it ready before the, you know, stay-at-home, stay-safe order kicked in, and they're like, you know, we just have to go ahead and launch. We've already invested all this money into it.
So, Andrea, do you have a plan in place for Cuppy's moving forward with the colder weather coming and the number of COVID cases continuing to increase in Michigan?
Well, I think we'll keep things the same. One of our saving graces is the delivery, which we do delivery through Grubhub. The Uber Eats, they come through, but our saving grace is the drive-through. People don't have to come inside if they choose not to. So with the drive-through, we are able to do a lot of our business. Some people they just choose to come in, but we don't have more than five people in here at one given time. We try not to. A lot of people, they just call in their orders, and we try to have them ready once they get here. And so I think we'll just keep things the same because the drive-through, like I said, is one of our saving graces along with the delivery service.
Andrea Cuppy White, owner of Cuppy's Best Soul Food Cafe on Ecorse Road in Ypsilanti. Thank you so much for talking to us. Sarah Rigg, we'll look forward to reading your article on the Ground Ipsy this week. And thanks to both of you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you once again.